Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Your dog?
Good.
How's college going?
Good.
All hunky dory?
Yep.
You going out tonight?
Yep.
You gonna see your friends?
Yep.
You gonna have a good catch up?
Yep.
That should be great.
Yep.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere.
Who'd you see?
No one.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Did you have a good time?
Yep.
What's on tonight?
Nothing.
You're not seeing your mates?
No.
You're just staying at home.
Yep.
What do you do?
Nothing. Yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, don't know, nowhere. Yep, no, don't know, no one, sort of, don't know, nothing.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Don't know.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Don't know.
You playing cricket?
Dunno.
Enjoying cricket?
Sort of.
Sort of, eh?
Yep. Nothing, nothing, sort of. Dunno, no, we're good. Yep, no, dunno, no one, sort of. Dunno, nothing.
How's your girlfriend?
Good.
Is she away this week?
Yep.
Oh, you must be missing her.
Yep.
Have you rung her yet?
No.
Well, I'll catch you later.
Yep.
Don't get too stressed.
No.
What's on tomorrow?
What?
What's on tomorrow?
Nothing. Yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, dunno, no way. Yep, nah, dunno, no one, sort of, dunno, nothing. Yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, dunno, no way. Yep, nah, dunno, no one, sort of, dunno, nothing.
Peter Dennehy starting things off tonight here on Out of the Woods, from Australia, obviously. Thanks to Sean Klein for that one. From his CD Picture in a Frame, that was sort of dunno nothing. And sending that one out to my son, Ben, who is about to start college in just 3 days. He's our only, and we're going to miss him greatly, and we're definitely starting to feel the impact. His mom's been doing a lot worse than me for quite a while longer, but I'm starting to feel it full tilt now. So we're going to miss him. Luckily, he's not going too far away, just up the road about 45 minutes from the homestead. But he'll be going up there. His girlfriend's also going to school with him up there, which is kind of nice, hopefully. A bit of a mutual support sort of thing. But yeah, welcome to the show anyway. Out of the Woods coming at you here. 3 hours of mostly acoustic music, as we do every week here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College, where my son is not going. here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkert. Glad to have you along. We have a lot of great brand new music for you lined up this week. A lot of stuff we have not played yet, brand new. I'm going to start off though with a sort of a melancholy set, because that's how I'm feeling this weekend as we prepare to be a household of two and a few smelly cats. I'm going to start off with a New Hampshire legend right now who just celebrated 50 years in music. He has a new CD out. Along with him is a bunch of other folks playing along. I think we've been playing some tracks from that in the last few weeks. I saw him play once live many years ago at the Hopkinton Fair, which is a local fair that is south of here at the radio station, but I think I was about 10. It's the only time I ever saw him, but definitely had an impact on me, and he lives way out west, I think Wyoming someplace now. His name's Tom Rush, and we're going to hear one of his more popular tracks from over the years. Here's Urge for Going on Out of the Woods.
I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked row, I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling. Winter closing in. And I had a girl in summertime with summer colored skin. And not another man in town darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for gold, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for gold when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was a falling down, winter closing in. Now the warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight flapping and a-racing on before the snow. Got the urge for gold, they've got the wings to go, and they get the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown, summertime is a falling down, winter closing in. Ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She got the urge for gold, and I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown, and all her empires are falling down, winter closing in. And I get the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down.
In your car, and you both look so young, and last night was hard, you said. You packed up every room and then you cried and went to bed. But today you closed the door and said we have to get a move on. It's just that time of year when we push ourselves ahead. We push ourselves ahead. And it was cloudy in the morning and it rained as you drove away. The same things look different. It's the end of the summer. It's the end of the summer. When you move to another place. And I feel like the neighbor's girl who will never be the same. She walked alone all spring. She had a boyfriend when the summer came. And he gave her flowers in a lightning storm. They disappeared at night in green fields of silver corn. And sometime in July, she just forgot that he was leaving. So when the fields were dying, she held on to his sleeves. She held on to his sleeves. And she doesn't want to let go, 'cause she won't know what she's up against. The classrooms and the smart girls, it's the end of the summer. It's the end of the summer. When you hang your flowers up to dry. And I had a dream, it blows the autumn through my head. It felt like the first day of school, but I was going to the moon instead. And I walked down the hall with the notebooks they got for me. My dad led me through the house. My mom drank instant coffee. And I knew that I would crash, but I didn't want to tell them. There are just some moments when your family makes sense. When it just makes sense. So I raised up my arms. And my mother put the sweater on. We walked out on the dark and frozen grass. The end of summer, it's the end of the summer. When you send your children to the moon. The summer ends and we wonder who we are. And there you go, my friends, with your boxes in your car. Today I passed the high school, the river, the maple tree. I passed the farms that made it through the last days of the century. And I knew that I was gonna learn again, again in this last hazy light. I saw the fields beyond the fields, the fields beyond the fields. And the colors are much brighter now. Like they really wanna tell the truth. Give our testimony to the end of the summer. It's the end of the summer. You can spin the light to gold.
Oh, Dar. Why do you have to be so sad? One of my favorite Dar Williams tunes there, of course. The End of the Summer from the CD of the same name. And that's for all those kids packing up and going to college, like my son is this weekend. And we've got a lot to do. We have a lot to do. At least we don't have to travel too far. But yeah, that is a heck of a song there. Joni Mitchell in there, also working our melancholy vibe with Songs to Aging Children, going back to her first one, I think it was, Clouds, they call it. And one of New Hampshire's most awesome exports ever, Mr. Tom Rush, starting off the set there with Urge for Going from the live CD that just came out called Tom Rush Celebrates 50 Years of Music, which is new on Appleseed Records. You can find that one. I'm Chip Calkard. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. Glad to have you along. If you're listening here live on a Friday night over the airwaves, you got the real guy. You can give me a call here if you like, 526 3494. I'd love to hear from you. I think some of the students are rolling back into town now, too. Activity's definitely picking up here in New London. If you're listening to the podcast or any other time at all, you can get in touch via email at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I check it during the live show. I check it all during the week, any old time. All those folks tuning in out there on the Global Voice, Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, and we're also on the airwaves out in Pine Mountain Club, California, on Pine Cone Radio. Hope you all tuning in out there, and tell your friends to tune in as well. We're going to try and lighten the mood, get things picked up a bit as we go along. I don't think we have anything quite as melancholy as we just had for the rest of the show, hopefully. A few things here and there, but got a brand new one right now from a group called Mandolin Orange. Their new CD is called This Side of Jordan. And here is There Was a Time on Out of the Woods.
If I showed up to your wedding wearing black and blue and red, wouldn't side of the Mississippi, no silver in this world left to find. Precious metal and precious memories slip away, slip away. Thank you.
folks. This is Tim O'Brien. Don't touch the dial. Weld it there. You're listening to The Best with your host, Jonathan Calkard.
On my side of the room, and you softly snow beside me as I make those figures dance, until finally I'm laughing at the random path of chance. And it's time to talk to Joseph. I'm gonna pack my little sack. There isn't much I really need to wander off the track. I'll be sleeping under ledgers and what I find, I'll read the reaching branch and strum your heartstrings in my mind. I think I'll head on up the North Bank, turn left on Campbell's Creek. There's an old gray man that lives up there's castle now I see. Those twisting nooks and crannies, those hollows dark and deep, they're calling to me in my dreams whenever I can't sleep. And it's time to talk to Joseph. I'm gonna pack my little sack. There isn't much I really need to wander off the track. I'll be sleeping under ledges and eating what I find. I'll read the reaching branch and strum your heartstrings in my mind. That leads me in today. Don't you worry about me, darling, I'm coming back again. My spirit will be stronger from a power deep within. It's just time to talk to Joseph. I'm gonna pack my little sack. There isn't much I really need to wander off the track. I'll be sleeping under ledges and eating what I find. I'll read the reaching branches, strum your heartstrings in my mind. It must be time to talk to Joseph. I'm gonna pack my little sack. There isn't much I really need to wander off the track. I'll be sleeping under ledges, reading what I find. I'll read the reaching branches, strum your heartstrings in my mind.
Things. soul. Nobody knows why the caged bird sings till you put away all childish things. Childish thing until you put away old childish thing.
Split the praises, you mule hip coyotes. Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir-y. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail.
Ted Kaczynski in his one-room cabin trying to find a substitute for his evil ways by joining a dating site called Plenty of Carp. Let's listen in.
Dear Lonely for Mountains, I saw your ad and could not help but want to see. Oh, she's online. I could live chat with her. All right. Hello, Lonely. Would you like to Skype? Yes, you would. Oh, here she comes. Hi. That's a very nice dress you have on there, Lonely.
Well, Yuna, that's a very nice shirt and tie you have on.
Thank you. kind of a loner out here in the mountains, but it looks like you're looking for a mountain man. And, well, I guess I kind of fit the description of the kind of guy you're looking for.
Oh, Yuna. Not only that, you're tall and handsome. I love that scraggly beard and the misshapen hair. And...
Do you like the science equipment in the background? These are my tubes and beakers and...
I've always liked science and intelligent men.
Well, I've always liked lonely women and, well, what can I say? How would you like to have coffee in town this weekend?
How about I come right over to your house tonight?
I usually don't give my address out, but in your case, I might make an exception. Here, I'll type it out to you. Here we go.
Oh, well, you're not that far away.
Do you like to hunt?
I love to hunt.
Do you like to fish?
I love to fish.
Do you like to send hot pipe bombs in the mail to people that are corporate scum?
Well, we can talk about that over dinner, couldn't we?
I guess we could. I'll see you in a few minutes. Signing off.
Signing off.
Well, sounds hopeful. I guess I better take a bath.
And he's gone. Where did he go? Maybe he'll be back. That was our friend Yuna in his new date. Yes, indeed. Yuna Bomber finds love. We first heard from him last week, and we'll see how that unfolds. We're going to hear some more from that tonight, I think. We'll see if he pops back in. Yes, we had Vincent Cross in there as well. Childish Things from his CD, A Town Called Normal. We had Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott, brand new CD called Memories and Moments. Great stuff, and we had Time to Talk to Joseph from that one. Mandolin Orange, that was great too. Sort of still in that melancholy vibe, but great tune. There Was a Time was the title of the song from their new one called This Side of Jordan. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College. Here in New London, New Hampshire, we have a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.